Blog Talk Radio.
One gets pregnant. They all get pregnant. I got my daughter pregnant. So did you. We got another one on the way, too. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is the daily. Go get 'em is the show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Vision Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should, too. On this Pretty Petty Tuesday, we are talking about what it means when all your friends are doing it. When all of your friends are doing it. Now, this may apply to a lot of y'all. This may apply to only a few of y'all. This may apply to none of y'all. I doubt if it really applies to none of y'all. Because what we're talking about is your relationships and the way that you are attracted to certain people. And I don't mean attracted as far as romantic attraction. There's attraction. Attraction is anybody who draws you closer to them. So normally when we're growing up, the people that we are friends with are the people that we have a lot of things in common with. Not saying that we don't have differences with when it comes to our friends, but especially when you start hanging in groups. Groups of, like, it's one thing when you and another person, you know, y'all may bounce ideas off of each other.
feed off of each other, whatever, be thick as thieves, or sometimes be polar opposites, but there's something about each other that y'all really, really are cool with. But when you start branching off into 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 or more, if you can have a friend circle that big, and it is possible to have a friend circle that big. You know how? You know how? I'll tell you how. Living around the way. You know, when you live around the way, when we was growing up, there was mad kids around the way. You know how it was. You know, 60s babies, 70s babies, 80s babies. We know about when there were kids all over the place. It's not like that now. It's different. I don't know if I'm just not seeing kids like I used to see them because of the pandemic or whatever, and they still haven't come outside the way that they used to come outside. But I used to see a lot of kids out. Actually, I used to see a lot of kids out as recently as about 2018, you know. And I can say 2018 because I was outside more. But, you know, when you grew up with a lot of kids from around the way, you played sports, you jumped rope, you went over each other's houses, you spent the night over each other's houses, you ate over each other's houses, y'all went to the same schools. Some of y'all were in the same classes. You knew things about each other. You knew each other's brothers and sisters and cousins, and you knew how each other acted or whatever. So as the groups were larger, they started to become smaller. As you started to be cooler with one or two or three, you know, than you were with the whole 15, 20 or whatever. You know, however many kids were in the area. You know, some kids couldn't really come outside. Some kids couldn't play past their steps or their porch or whatever. You know how it was. Some people had real strict parents or whatever. But what I'm saying is y'all had things in common. It was one of those things that it was easy to make friends with. So whether you played organized sports or whether you just had pickup games from around the way, you know, who got a Nerf ball? We playing football today. I got a Nerf. Such and such got a real ball. You found out who knew how to play football, who knew how to catch, and who had a case of the dropsies. Who was scared to get hurt? You know what I'm saying? Who you could easily rattle because they wasn't really confident in the way they played. Basketball. Who had a handle? Who had a natural ability to handle the rock? And who basically started late? We knew sports was one of those things that you had in common. So, you know, maybe when one of your friends went and tried out for a team, all of your friends went out and tried out for a team. Because that was y'all's thing. Y'all ran ball or whatever, you know, baseball, football, basketball. Those were the sports from around the way. It didn't cost a whole lot to play those sports, and you could play on teams, pick up teams or organize little league teams around the way, school sports, whatever. So that might have been one of the things that y'all had in common. So, you know, all of your friends was athletes. All of your friends was runners. All of your friends were jumpers. All of your friends were shooters. All of your friends was gangsters. All of your friends was hoodlums. All of your friends was nerds. All of your friends was bookworms. All of your friends had to be in by 7 o'clock. All your friends had, there were certain things that you started to see that were consistent with all of y'all, especially before you probably started to be more of an individual. And that's not to say that you weren't an individual from the beginning, but once you really started to get your individualism down pat, you started to see where your position was. I see T. Carrie Wright. I'm sorry. I see Stacy White wrote envy. Envy. She was probably talking about when I was talking about in the intro how when one of your friends went and got one thing, then everybody went and got it. And it was an easy thing to happen. Back in the day, we all celebrated Christmas. And I say we all because I didn't have a lot of Muslim friends back then. They weren't in abundance like they are now. They were more like, oh, dad, they Muslim. They don't believe in Jesus. That's what we used to say. They don't believe in Jesus. We didn't understand. They were different. didn't mean that they weren't our friends, but at Christmas time, everybody basically got the same stuff. We watched the same TV shows. We saw the same commercials. So we asked for the same things. It kind of started there. So I got a bike, you got a bike, he got a bike, she got a bike. We all got bikes. So Christmas morning, guess what happened? If we were allowed to break away from our parents, we took the ribbons or whatever off of them bikes. You know, shout out to the people who bikes wasn't assembled on Christmas Day. So they couldn't play with their bikes until their father, uncle, brother, or cousin, somebody put the bike together. You had a box full of bikes. No, that huffy ain't together. You know what I mean? Shout out to the people who had lazy parents. Didn't put that, you know, decorating the tree, putting all that stuff under the tree for company to come over on Christmas Day. They didn't put together your bike. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I got a new bike. Oh, you got a new bike? All right. Let's ride your bike. Oh, well, I ain't going to be able to. I got the bike. But the bike not put together yet. So I got to put the bike together. Well, all right, you're going to have to use your old bike because we all going bike riding. Christmas Day, cold as shit outside. We ain't care. We're going to go ride. We got these new bikes, 10 speed. He got a Huffy. He got a Fuji. He got a Free Spirit. He got a Schwinn. He got a Schwinn. Yo, he got a Fuji? Do you know what kind of status it was to have a Fuji bike back in the day? Fuji bike was a 10-speed, sometimes a 12 or 15-speed. And I don't know. Let me jog y'all memory. For those of y'all who had steps that y'all had to climb in order to get to y'all house, the porch, the house, if you had steps, you probably remember being young with a bike, 7, 8, 9 years old. You remember how heavy that bike used to seem? Carrying that bike, oh my gosh, I had 2 sets of steps that I had to go up to take my bike in the house. My bike, it was so big and awkward. It was a regular 10-speed bike, but I'm small. And you know, when you're small, your muscles are small. That bike scene, it was heavy, it was awkward, and that was your bike. You couldn't go in the house and be like, Mom, Dad, can you help me take my... No, that's your bike. You got to learn how to transport that thing. And I bet not see nobody riding your bike. And I bet not. And if somebody take your bike because you let them ride your bike, it's going to be your ass whooping. And I'm not getting you another bike, ass whooping. And I'm not getting you another bike. I said ass whooping. And I'm not getting you another bike. Get the ass whooped because you lost your damn bike. You see what I'm saying? That was kind of like a common thing back. But anyway, one person got a bike. Everybody got a bike. One person got a racing car set. Everybody got a racing car set. One person got G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu Grip. Everybody got the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu Grip. Holly Hobby House. Easy Bake Oven. Barbie with the Corvette, whatever. It started there. Birds of a feather flocking together. We getting a lot of the same stuff. It might not have been all the same color. We may not have gotten it because of each other, but there were things that we had in common. We had common interests, and they started to develop and bring us closer together as we got older. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones and my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, wax and chill. So what does it mean when all of your friends are doing it? Because although it might have been that way when we were younger. Oh, by the way, the reason I was talking about how heavy the 10-speed bike was and how awkward it was is because a Fuji bike was lighter. It looked bigger than my bike. I had a Free Spirit bike, a yellow Free Spirit bike, 10 speed. And Free Spirit was the Sears brand. So my mom went to Sears, got me a new Free Spirit bike. But my man, he had a Fuji. He was an older cat. He had a Fuji. And his bike was light, but it was bigger than my bike. How was, yo. So the Fuji The Fuji was sort of like a racer's bike. It wasn't even a 10 speed. It was like an 18 speed. I was like, wow, Fuji. La, la, la. Ooh, la, la, la. Spectacles. Don't need spectacles. What are we talking about? Of what we're talking about, Anselm Jones says, a lot of friends from different cultures started with sportsmanship. True. GK Wright says, sometimes your friends... gloat. Wait. Sometimes your friends gloat, chase friends? I'm going to say that I don't know what that means. Sometimes your friends gloat. Chase friends? I don't know. What you talking about? Using that talk to text thing? The voice text thing? You doing that again? You know that shit don't work? You know you got to get this. By the way, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, Pretty Petty Tuesday. And we're talking about what it means when all of your friends are doing it. Are you a leader amongst your friends? Oh, you know what a gloat chaser is. Oh, a gloat chaser. Okay. Whew. I didn't know. Now, what did you write originally? You know your friends, gloat chase friends. Okay. Gloat. Gloat. That's like when you brag. You know. Okay. 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 That's a weird way to put it. Are you saying clout? What the hell? Listen, I can't, look, man. I can't, look. You wrote clout, a gloat twice. And then you said, and here I am talking about, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, gloat chaser, I never heard no gloat. Clout chaser. The phone keys, no. You don't have to push send. You don't have to do that. Yeah, I can't take this anymore. Stacey White says, I am not a follower. I can dig it. But whether you are a follower or a leader, if you have a circle of friends, more than likely, your position of leader or follower is going to cause other people in that group to do the same things. But what does that say about you and your group? Because they can be good things. Like all of your friends are really good in school. All of y'all get, like, I've seen groups of friends who challenge each other to get the best grade. They was really into that shit. Like, oh, you got an A in math. I'm going to get an A in math and science. You only got a B plus English. I'm getting an A. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen among siblings, and I've seen it happen among friends. You know, not everybody who was into their schoolwork was considered a nerd. I knew some cool people who was good in school. I definitely knew some cool people who was good in school. And they were enviable because it was like, dang, they seem to easily catch on to their schoolwork and they still cool. Meanwhile, such and such is a class clown and he's a class clown or she's a class clown because they really don't know what they're doing. They in class looking real stupid. And it's barely an act. You know what I mean? Or even if they were cool, they still didn't do good in school. You know what I'm saying? So, but I've known circles of friends where they all had that in common. I've known them to challenge getting scholarships. And I'm not talking about after high school. I'm talking about scholarship. I knew people who were smart. So they was in MG. Y'all know what MG is, mentally gifted. So they had the mentally gifted program for a lot of kids. You know, we was really into those academic groups and programs when we were younger. Okay, Stacey White says, I don't believe no more because I have been betrayed real bad. OK. Okay. All right. Well, let's take it back to before you were betrayed real bad. Okay. And so Jones says that TKRE, right? People were following the wrong people to be cool kids. Well, you know, it's funny that we should talk about cool kids. In my world, there were no cool kids until maybe high school or college. That's when those types of cliques started to be real. And to me, they were never really real. Because I'm like, I don't know. If you a wannabe, then you look at certain groups as like the cool kids. But this ain't a movie. So I don't know what no cool kids were. I've never seen anything that certain kids could do that we couldn't do. You know, like, for boys, it was all about getting the girls. So I didn't know no cats. Like, these chicks, these niggas over here, they get all the bitches, and we don't get none. I don't know nothing about that. Because everybody got some. You know? You get the right girl by herself, get in the ear, and something magical starts happening. Those were in the glory days of seven-digit phone numbers. Everything changed once the numbers went to 10 digits. Once we start having to add in the area code, everything changed. But back in the seven-digit days, you could make something happen. Them seven-digit days was special. Tell me I'm lying. You probably never thought of it that way. But shit start getting different once we start 10-digiting it. When it was 7 digits, we was making it happen out there. You know what I'm saying? It's so real. We was doing some special shit with 7 digits. Yo, can I get them 7 digits? Can I get your 7 digits? Huh? 10 digits was symbolic of too many people being around. He White says, the cool kids, when I grew up, didn't look that cool to me. Listen, I ain't care. I don't know. You know, I guess you could say like the athletes were the cool kids. Not to me. You know what I mean? I don't know. What did Marsha Ambrosia say? I hope she's something for... I hope she leaves you for a basketball player. Don't know the difference between a touchdown and a layup. Who's that? I hope she cheats on you with a basketball player. Don't know the difference between a touchdown and a layup. I mean, she might cheat on you with a basketball player, but if you piping her right, I don't know. I mean, just like any other time, you had to figure it out. But what does it mean when all your friends are doing it? As full-fledged adults, I think it's interesting when I see adults, full-fledged adults, still chasing behind each other. I remember when girls started having kids and all of their friends would start having kids, so they was all having kids around the same time. A lot of them was all getting in bad relationships around the same time. Dudes was doing it too. Get multiple chicks pregnant around the same time. They was all doing the same thing. Going to jail around the same time. Because they was all doing dirt. Even in high school, going to going to what do we call it? It was really reform schools, but they were like disciplinary schools as an alternative to jail in Pennsylvania. Notably, it was Glen Mills, Slayton Farms, Lafayette, Hershey. Hershey wasn't really a disciplinary school, but a lot of kids who got sent there were sent there because they was getting tied up in the streets, and their parents was like, you know, send your ass away, getting in trouble today. I used to hang with different types of kids depending on my mood. I was somewhat of a peacemaker unless I saw or knew that somebody had whatever was coming to them. I can dig that. Sound about right to me. Sound about right. But yeah. Yeah. What it means when all of your friends are doing it. I don't know, man. I mean, you know, 40 years old and up, and y'all still chasing behind each other. Y'all still doing the same shit. Like in Philly, you'll see, and listen, this is going to hit my Philly piece, and it's going to hit him in the heart. It's going to hit him where it hurts. One of us get a good job or whatever. We move to Delaware. Delaware is the premium real estate for black people who can't afford to move to Jersey. Because Jersey is a different tax bracket. It's expensive to live in Jersey. It's very expensive to live in Jersey. So if you move to Jersey, yeah, you ready to kick out some cash. But you can move to Delaware, get a nice crib. You know, you make under six figures, you can still do well in Delaware. So you move to Delaware, guess what happens? Now your friends start moving to Delaware. I live in Bear. I live in Newcastle. I live in Newark. I live in Wilmington. I live in Delaware. Same thing as the burbs. It happens all the time. All of your friends manage to move out in the burbs after you moved out in the burbs, or when one moved out in the burbs. It started the great black flight. Same thing with going down south. I moved to Atlanta. She moved to Atlanta. I moved to Charlotte. She moved to Charlotte. I moved to Houston. He moved to Houston. I moved to Dallas. He moved to Dallas. I moved down to Florida. Savannah, Georgia. And Augusta. We all moved down to Georgia. None of us are up here no more. I said South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. Virginia ain't far enough. Yeah, but I will move to Maryland. Yes, to the top of Maryland. It can be a good thing. It can be a good thing if you and your friends are challenging each other for like, not necessarily challenging each other, but maybe challenging each other, but at least matching each other. So like, well, I went to college and got my degree. They went to college. Everybody went to college and got their degree. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. All you got good jobs. You making sure your kids are up on their shit. You sending them to good schools. Making sure they, you know, get their academic skills up to par. That's good shit. I like to see that type of birds of a feather flocking together. That's good. You know? And if you can afford to move out in the burbs or whatever, even though I disagree with you moving out there just because one or some of your friends moving out there, well, what would give you a better incentive or even knowledge of another way of life to live than your friends? Like, look, you know what I mean? Charlotte moved out to Springfield. You know, she got a house out in Springfield. It's a nice joint. You know, I can't move to Springfield because that's expensive. You know, Charlotte got that good job and shit, you know. But I can move to, say, Fulcroft. I moved to Fulcroft. That's like the white Sharon Hill. I moved to Fulcroft. Shout out to Sharon Hill. Shout out to Sharon Hill. But I'm saying. So, I mean, you know, moving your kids out of the city, especially nowadays with the violence that's in Philadelphia, for example. If your friends are getting up out of the city to literally preserve the lives of their children and themselves, right now it ain't a bad look. So yeah, we all went to Delaware. Now our kids can go to school without metal detectors and shit. You know, they'll have all of the sports teams that they can choose from with the equipment, the school taxes are paid and they're allocated to the actual schools. Not like in Philadelphia, our property tax money don't go to the schools. I don't know where the fuck it go, but it don't go there. It don't go there. We always have to rely on state funding. But out in the burbs, your property taxes take care of the schools. They pay for the public schools, and it works out. So it's an advantage. That is what it is. I'm not saying that everything out in the burbs and every burb is hunky-dory, but there are certain things. There are certain living expenses that are put in place, and they are working the way they're supposed to work, you know? So that might not be a bad thing. Well, such and such went down south, and they doing well down there. The cost of living is good. They said with the salary that I make, if I went down there and made the same salary, and there are job opportunities for me to go down there and do just that, then I can be down there living fat. So I can have me a 4,000 square foot house for what I'm paying up here for this little row home, 1,200 square foot. Or maybe a little bit more, but you know, it might be worth it to take the shot. T. Carey Wright says, true at Delaware. Nice house and free community college. You got a nice house? Us too, Mickey Ficky. And so Joe says, what a good college. Went to a good college, couldn't get their dream job. Yeah, it happens. Everybody's story not the same though. Not everybody's story is the same. I'm a big advocate for going to college. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You're not gonna talk me out of the benefits of going to college. I like me some higher learning. Yes, I do. It's not the end all be all, but it's good enough to get to do something good for you. I know that, and the people know that too. It's a good look. And any good economical ways that can be shared amongst people who have gone to be able to have that experience is valuable. So when all your friends are doing a certain thing, that y'all gonna put each other on about how to navigate that, how to circumvent all the red tape and things like that. It can be a good thing. Even criminals do that. Listen, one thing that criminals do, thugs, criminals, whatever, gangsters, they teach each other how to avoid contact with the law. They might not do it until they actually get caught and they learn the hard way, but they put each other on. Listen, man, this is how you keep from having to. This is how you avoid police contact. This is how you avoid having to go to court. This is how you avoid getting convicted. This is how you avoid long prison sentences. This is how you come home early. They learn and they show each other. Birds of a feather flock together. Yes, y'all all gangsters and y'all all are out there breaking the law. But y'all are showing each other how the law works and how y'all can use the law to your advantage, even if you are so-called breaking it. That's what it can mean when all of your friends are doing it. So all your friends went to jail, but all of your friends came home on early release. Or one of them, two or three of them came home on early release, and they showed everybody else how to do it. Yo, I used to hit the law library, son. The law library, son. The law library, don't let them gas you, yo. Motherfucking lawyer is an asshole, and he's not showing you enough because you didn't pay him enough. Yo, you call him bluff. You have to get him to show, give him to your discovery. That's the shit they see. That's the case that the prosecutor has against you. That's the evidence that the prosecution has against you. What it means when your friends are all doing it, when all your friends are doing it, is a lot better than when you was younger and all of your friends was little fast-ass promiscuous hoes. So you was giving up the butt. They was giving up the butt. You was giving up the. They was giving up the butt. Y'all was on 13. Y'all already slut. You was young. Ain't giving up the butt. You ain't know that it was wrong to give up the butt. Ain't giving up the butt. Ain't always wrong. But when you're only 12, 13, or 14, you can get into some shit that's really strong. It's not a good look. Already got burnt. You ain't but 14, and you ain't learned the difference. Then you shit. Yo. Yo, man, come on, man. Stay out of niggas' basements, young girl. No basement time for you. Do you know the trifling shit I've seen go down in somebody's basement? You know, back in the cutting and scratching days, my man got, two turntables, mic set up, and some speakers. You know, a bunch of records set up, so we practicing cutting. You know, we practicing cutting in 1983. I ain't but 12, about to turn 13. That's turn 13, 1983. We, you know what I mean, practicing on the turntables, on the microphone and all that old crazy shit. Young girls right my age. Now, my man Rick, whose basement that we used to be going down, he already graduated high school. I'm 13. What is your 19-year-old ass doing chilling with me and my friends? And he had younger friends. I always wondered, like, was Rick a pedophile? Was Rick a... No. I don't know, man. I don't know. But I remember, you know, girls my age that was in my classes coming down that basement. And I know what happened to them. They was ready, baby. 13. We was not 14 yet. Yeah. Little sister giving up the butt now. Son, don't wet that because we going. Wait a minute. Son, don't wet that. I want you to rest, Black, because you can believe that son gonna handle that. Because when I get him, I'ma have him. Pull out the paper and spray it at him. All right. Shout out to my man, Big Noy, from Mob Deep. All right. Stacey White says, not me. I was 21. Stacey, you was all the way 21 when you gave up the little guy, you know I mean? Said you was 21 when you gave up the guy. Man, you wasn't giving up none age 19. No, it says basement party. Yo, we was having basement parties Monday, Tuesday. It wasn't no real party, but it was music. We was practicing down there. The girls was coming down. Those was not weekends. She said, yep. You ain't getting none of that ass when I was 19 and fast. I was kind of slow, not ready to be a hoe. I waited till I was of age to drink, you know? I ain't mad at you. But, yeah. But a lot of girls from around the way, they started young. Because they were showing each other how to start young. Narcissus said, after school quickie. under the guise of, oh, we just down here practicing rapping. I mean, we had the whole head. Listen, we was breakdancing, rapping, cutting, you know, all that shit. To this day, I still don't understand how we afforded records. I couldn't afford them. I ain't have job the first. My mom was not giving me money to be buying a bunch of records, having to buy two of them at the same time. I was like, look, I'm going to have to get on the mic because I can't afford to be a DJ. You know how much a set of 1,200 tables cost? Back then, now, they was never cheap. It was never cheap. You better take these belt drive Newmarks and tape a penny to that needle. Needle to the groove. Play that beat. Play that beat. Play that beat. Play it. Kick it. I was at a jam the night, feeling real good because the feeling was right. Went to the party for some additional kind of action. Next thing you know, I was doing Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know that kind of shit. That kind of shit. That kind of shit. What it means when all your friends are doing it. It can mean that they all doing the right thing. They following behind a positive example. Or y'all all doing the, you know, what they say. You know, when you wasn't doing the good things, your parents always said, monkey see, monkey do. They never said monkey see, monkey do when it came to good grades. Better academic opportunities. How come parents never said monkey see, monkey do? Oh, so such and such got all A's. Now, you got to make the honor roll, too. Never monkey see, monkey do when it came to that, was it? The parents encourage you to follow all day when it came to that. Standing like a mug. Double standing like a mug. But still I rise, baby. But still I rise. All right, we about to get up out of here, man. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs and get on up out of here. Just wanted to drop a little something on y'all. You know how we do? Every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains. Every day it rains. Like I said, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. August 16th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get... Leo time is running out, man. It's already the 16th. Somebody just sped up our month trying to get us up out of here. I don't know. I might have to go to the astrological board and protest. Anyway, number one out the box, Chandra Dumas. Happy birthday to you. And Leah T. Simmons, happy birthday to you. And Markia Avery, turning 44 years old today. And Nasir Nelson, turning 43 years old today. Also, Markia Avery's turning 44. I'm sorry. And Dio Mendez Fernandez, turning 55 years old today. And Kay Chenery, turning 57 years old today. And Aletha Gardner, turning 65 years old today. And Clifton Comer, turning 36 years old today. And go-getter Barbara Leo Lyon, turning 41 years old today. And Donald Green, turning 47 years old today. And Nina M. Knight, happy birthday to you. And Kelly Ray of Sunshine, turning 45 years old today. And go get a Jeff Bell. Happy birthday to you. and Suvak Adnilemai. Okay, good. And Donald Green has, okay. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious August 16th. I hope that today finds you good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen. Birds of a feather flock together, but it's never a problem unless y'all doing some dirt together. And unless y'all are heading right toward the ground, digging yourself a place where you're going to have to climb out. Now, y'all not doing so well, and y'all could be doing a whole lot better. But if y'all really got the hot shit going on, so y'all can take off your Coca-Cola sweater. I know I took it back all the way to 1986, but the pics that I had make y'all want to take a bath. I'm sweating this, doing the thing. We getting this thing together, trying to get better, and I'm going to heat you. Ah, say that if you try and all your friends want to get fly, y'all going to be the type and talk of the town. It's going to really go down. I'm not going to clown. None of y'all. Y'all have a good night, man. We finally got some relief this week from all of that crazy, heat wave that was going on for the past 3 weeks, man. So go out there and enjoy it. Y'all know in August, it always starts to get a little cool, and people be thinking that it's going to be a early winter. I mean, early fall. But nah, man. Just check the science. We got to watch out for hurricane season, though, because that's a big thing in August. So, yeah. But with all of that being said, I would thought I'd have a good night. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get 'Em show. So y'all, do the right thing and show a lot of love. All right, so Blog Talk. Wait a minute. My cursor. Blog Talk, we got to get you out of here. Say peace. I'll see you tomorrow, my dear. My sandwich has a first name. It's